the hell is that?
Who got the monkeys in?
This isn't in 2-2. What the fuck?
I can't waltz to this.
How can I march to this? Podcasts are very important. Tell us what we need to know. I don't like these noises.
This must go against God in some way. Podcasts are very important.
Tell us what we need to know. So noisy.
Turn it up.
It's been, who wants to go? I haven't listened to the show.
It's podcast. So important with me, Shane Cooley. I wrote that, I'm reading the script. It's all wrong. I'm Shane Cooley's grandpa. Shane Cooley. One. With me this time.
Ooh. It's me, Ebenezer Piss. I just got the young Jack smuggled in some cigarettes for me. Been smoking.
I see you wearing your old military outfit, but it just has the last two letters of your last name on it.
Yep, found my old bomb vest.
Your old SS bomb vest.
It fits. And we also got this tall, old, stinky drink of water, like a big glass that you forgot on your bedside table for nigh on to cut 3 or 4 weeks now. We got
Ted Heck.
Hey, what? Ted.
My name's Ted Heck. I'm Connor's step-grandfather.
Maternal side.
The maternal side.
I married into the podcast.
It's the mom side. The side with the boobs.
This side with the boobs on it.
The boys are sick.
You're telling me you hear the music they're listening to? No wonder they're sick. Making their brains sick.
I wrote that song.
No, you didn't.
Wrote that song?
Yep.
You didn't, Shane?
Back when I was in like a Hearts of Darkness kind of deal with a lot of monkeys. A lot of monkeys, and I brought all my cool guitars. We wrote that.
You're thinking of Marlon Brando again. God damn it. Ooh. You're always fucking talking about Marlon Brando. Talk about Humphrey Bogart for once.
I like that there's that one movie where he's so greasy, Treasure of Sierra Madre. You ever see that?
No.
You thought Shane Cooley III's references were oblique.
I did.
Imagine him, but old. Hellish.
Let's go around the horn and say what we did before we got incarcerated in this old person's house. That's how.
Okay.
I flew a bomber.
Oh, it better not be the gay one.
What? Shane.
Enola Gay?
Oh, okay.
The gay one.
I flew the big gay bomber.
Oh, no.
And I'll do it again.
Your voice is all over the map, man. Was the bomb so loud it wiped you out?
Hold on.
Is he okay? Uh-oh.
Oh, Ted's relaxing. Uh-oh. Oh, Ted's channeling something. I love when he does this. Nurse, help. Help, nurse. Ted, snap out of it. We got work
to
do.
What's the word for a male nurse?
Andrew?
A nurse, maybe?
A Norse.
What?
Who's this?
Okay, what happened to you there? You all right?
What's going on? You sound great. Don't Thank sound you. Labored. You sound worse again suddenly.
Well, I choked on my voice box.
Oh, classic blunder.
Classic blunder. Like putting your diaper on over your pants.
Ebenezer.
Hello. That's my name. Don't weird me out.
You're on the next slot on the horn. What did you do before the podcast?
You're a slot on the horn, Shane. Don't talk to me like that, you bastard. What did I do before?
I'm a slut of corn? What are you saying?
Hey. Oh, listen now. What did I do before this? I was a felter. Felter? Hardly knew her.
Hardly.
No, I used to punch cold cotton in a big vat of piss and other crap. I was outside wearing my hands to the bone making felt.
I think you were doing it wrong.
This was before they invented felting hammers, the felting mill. It was just stomping
on wet
cloth. What's that?
Made women's hats?
Someone who makes women's... No, I take women's hats. Smell them when they're in the bathroom.
Have you guys been in the coat room? There's a lot of new ladies' jackets in there.
I was trapped in the coat room for 2 weeks. They wouldn't let me out. They said, get back in there, you naughty coat.
Munching on mothballs.
You were trapped in a coat. You're trapped in a coat for 2 weeks.
That makes sense.
You guys want to sneak into the movies?
Yeah.
You want to bust out of here and sneak into the movies?
Yes.
We haven't even established who we are yet. We got one more section of horn left.
Sorry, I forgot about the horn. Keep going.
Ebenezer, I heard about Felter. They get mercury poisoning pretty frequently. Is that a problem for you?
A problem. It is a fact. I think it made me stronger. Like that little girl who turns into silver goo. Alex Mack, remember?
Capri Sun?
Silver Surfer.
The Capri Daughter.
I believe
daughter.
We made this joke. I believe our grandchildren made this joke.
It could be.
About a year ago.
Yep. Could
who
be.
Who knows?
I think whatever horrible illness I got from being in the Felton vat, it just made me stronger, faster, smarter. You agree?
Why don't we go through memories?
Okay, mine doesn't matter.
I love these. Wait, it's true. We didn't say what Shane did. We're at the
it's cool and good.
We're at the bottom of the horn now.
I'm trying to be polite.
Go on, Shane. Come on, Shane, tell us.
What was the question?
I don't know.
What did I do before the podcast? Breakfast. I had breakfast a little bit.
I love breakfast.
No, God, remember
breakfast?
It's the best.
Oh, beautiful.
I hate first, love breakfast.
I was the first bisexual.
Whoa.
Wow.
They said it couldn't be done. They said, you gotta pick one. And I said, you know what? I'm indecisive.
Wow.
I can't nail me down.
Get back to me.
Oh, you gotta go back.
That's
to
what I'd say
now.
To them, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, see,
yeah,
do you want
a boy or do you like the boy one or the girl one?
Yeah, get back to me.
Give me a sec.
Tell you what,
keep going around the horn. If you get back to me, I'll figure it out.
If you're bisexual, I'm cell sexual because I'm a whore.
Huh?
I'm selling my body. I'm selling my sex.
Oh my lord!
Who wants some? It just goes to the lowest bidder. I'm a charity, basically.
It goes to the lowest bidder.
That's right.
Does that even mean?
My sexual fetish is poor people who are looking to get some tail.
I bid $5. I bid $2.
Sold.
Oh, he's winning. I can't compete with that.
Good. You guys remember Pokemon?
No. What it got? Is that a racial slur?
I don't know. You'd have to ask probably Ted. He's the one who was abroad. Or was it you when you were...
You used to be abroad?
Huh? No. I used to fly the gay.
Okay, I think we're getting wires crossed. I'm not following.
I hate Pokemon, but I did do the theme song. And all the raps.
Wow.
Mewtwo, Tentacruel, Aerodactyl, Harmonite, Slowpoke.
You say
Big Dog and a Snail.
Thank you.
Did you say you too? Like the bomber?
Turkey Man.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Love
you too, B-52. I go through all my favorite planes. Hurricane.
Mortadell. Yeah.
Tornado, Avro Arrow. Let's see, Airbus.
The Harrier. Remember the one that could take off vertically?
Wow. Right straight up, man. Yeah.
Fearsome.
Reminds me of when I was 20.
Does blimp count?
Hey, remember the Hindenburg?
Blimps definitely count. They made us practice on blimps. When I was in fighter pilot school, we had to start on blimp.
Practice what?
Fighting, fighter piloting.
You guys would fight in a blimp?
Took all day.
They don't let you have the good plane right away.
It sounds... Sounds
drop
elegant.
The ballast, drop the ballast, bring the ballast back, bring the ballast back.
Do you know the Hindenburg, that was actually an accident.
What do you mean?
No, I thought they did that on purpose.
It wasn't on purpose, cool. That wasn't a trick. Like, that happened on purpose because they were practicing for World War II.
Happened on purpose because they were practicing? What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm saying they were practicing. We were practicing for World War II. We knew it was coming, so they gave all of us newbies, the greenhorns. They gave us the blimps to practice fighting on.
If you knew it was coming...
I drew a neat face on it. I put a big pair of balls on the bottom. I painted it.
If you knew it was coming, why didn't you tell anyone?
He's busy. You know, I was in the Air Force. I was in the Air Force as well. They didn't let me into the planes or even the blimps. They were like, he's not ready on account of my one lazy eye and my one hyper eye. So they only let me have the cold air balloon.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it didn't do much, but they said it was important. They said, make sure it stays cold.
Good.
I was filling ice into this thing all day. Got a purple heart.
Because it was so cold?
I slipped out the bathroom.
Been there.
I slipped at the bathroom and I hurt myself, and they gave me an award. They said, good job. Listen, the queen gave it to me.
I've got a purple heart.
The queen gave you a purple heart.
The queen took time out of her busy day.
The queen gave you the American Medal of Honor, yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what the queen gave me?
Oh, don't say it.
An erection.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Well, that means we have to go on a break, and we'll be right back with more podcasts.
Jerk
so
off.
Important.
He made the mistake of looking at the money again.
Podcast.
Where's the podcast?
Podcast. Very important.
Oh, Shane. Shane.
Yeah?
Wake up, Shane Coolie.
Come on, come back.
Okay, now what?
I'm about to tell you what I did over the break.
Wow. This sounds so much more important than the beautiful dream I was having.
You weren't having a dream, you were watching the news.
And everybody was there. President, guy selling Windex. No, but please, heck, man, tell me.
I almost don't want to now.
I
want to have your dream.
No, you did something so good.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. You guys know Domino's?
The pizza?
Pizza man?
I decided to make a new game involving Domino's, and Checkers. Putting them all together. I got pizza from the kitchen. I got the domino dial. I got the dominoes. And then I got the checkerboard. And I put it all together. Pepperoni is the queen. The other pepperoni, the crispiest one, is the king. The two domino is a pawn. And the three domino is a prawn. And the prawn from the virgin prawn cocktails from last night, I've been keeping them in my room.
Virgin prawn cocktails? Why'd I get so drunk off them?
I think you're allergic to shellfish.
You know, I was coughing up something.
That was gross. What did you do over the break?
Who?
Who?
What, are we a bunch of fucking owls? Who are we talking about?
Is this on account of my crossed eyes? I'm looking at both of you, so either of you can go. Yeah.
It's on account of you keep throwing up pellets that have animal bones and fucking fur and stuff in them.
If you guys want shrimp, hit me up.
No.
Well, I mean, yeah, but apparently it might kill me.
Just don't let the warden see you. Pass it to you under the table.
Okay, so here.
Pocket shrimp for you.
Yeah. Oh, well, on my break, I had a beautiful dream. I closed my eyes and I dreamt about buying gold and how if I got injured because I took an obscure medication 20 years ago, maybe I could get a little slice of the pie. And I had a dream about how they have a new sandwich at Wendy's.
Oh, no.
She's my wife.
Is it made of gold?
Maybe. It's hard to follow a dream's logic. You know, one second you're looking at some kind of new CD with all the hits, and then the next second there was a hurricane in Alaska.
Jack. Grandfather Ebenezer.
That's right.
Would you please go next?
Oh, absolutely. We're saying what we did when we were younger?
When we were on the break. Technically, yes,
technically, I was younger, yeah. Okay. Whoa, all this talk about the queen got me fired up, so I took the loony out of my pocket and I flipped it, and if it was heads, I wouldn't jerk off, and it was tails, I would, and sure enough, it was heads, and found it hard not to jerk off because her sweet face was staring right up at me, so.
Yeah, that seems like a catch-22.
What's that? Some kind of sex thing? Because, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. It was sex.
That's when you get all 22 of them STIs.
Oh, cool.
Dog warts. Dog warts.
Man, am I not looking forward to masturbating Cyclops. To Charles's likeness. Yuck.
Who's that?
The new king. How am I supposed
new
to...
New king? God bless that king of majesty. Thinking about him Canada, and how he will never die.
My queen, God save the new king.
God, it's hard having to learn a new song.
I got to put his poster up on the wall here. Let's see, put this guy up here.
How come they only make hard hats that look like that? How come you can't have a top hat that's a hard hat?
What are you on?
I was thinking about construction sites and how they wear
when
the hard hat.
When did that come up?
Just now. I was thinking about it.
Was I asleep? Did I get dizzy?
Think about it. The hard hat, all you know, so many different types of hats, but then hard hat. Always looks like that. Always looks like half a bicycle helmet or a motorcycle helmet. How come make it look like a trilby or a, you know, messenger boy's cap or something? Let's get some variety. I'm trying
to. Robin Hood with the little feather.
Yeah. I want to walk by a construction site and catcall the construction workers because of all their fine hats. Nice hats, boys. Woo-hoo.
Was that a whistle?
Those hats aren't the only thing that are hard.
Hey guys, does this picture of the new king look right to you? Seems off to me.
Where am I looking?
Well, the king picture. Up on the wall.
Can we Can we narrow that down?
That's a fucking poster of Babar.
That's what it is. I knew it was something. That's what it is. We'll take that down.
Babar.
Actually, I like it. Yeah, Do we like whatever. Him up there?
Well, yeah, I'll salute that. I'll salute Babar. I'm okay with that.
God save Babar.
Amen.
God save Babar.
God save Babar and Rupert.
I hate when I think something's Canadian and then it's just like French or Belgian. That sucks.
I thought Babar was
ours.
It's not British.
He's very French. Frenchman.
Is it Babar or Babar?
Like Tintin. Oh, I hate Tintin. Oh, that Tintin when I was in World War II and then doing stuff during the Cold War, that Tintin was always foiling my plans.
That fucking bastard. He's a traitor.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Him and that dastardly dog of his.
What were you doing in Cold War?
Well, I'll tell you. Ted Heck was deep undercover in the CIA. I was infiltrating the Black Panthers.
Okay, so you were undercover in the CIA and then another layer of undercover? What's your top... Who do you work for?
I'm CIA. I said I worked for the FBI. And then as the FBI went undercover as the Black Panthers.
What, in the zoo? Had they not mauled your ass?
I would have mauled that ass. Give me a chance, let me tell you.
Did you wear the ears?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago. What I do remember is Tintin showed up and everything went wrong.
For you, it went right for him.
Yeah, for me. Yeah, exactly. It went right for him.
Yeah. I guess that was an unnecessary addendum to your story, but, you know, I'm getting old. Sorry.
The same thing happened to me with that Scooby-Doo gang.
Scooby-Doo.
Those fucking hippie potheads.
What?
Hippopotamus.
That's what I meant to say.
Sorry, was I talking?
Yes, you were. Sorry, shit.
No, that can't be right. Anytime I tried to do a new real estate investment on the cheap by scaring people, some fucking dog would get so stoned and eat all my sandwiches and get me arrested again. And a hot chick and a librarian and a dumb guy and a strong guy.
Wake up, Shane! Wake up!
Sorry, I thought I was trying to buy a roller coaster again and it was going wrong.
I'll be trying to come up with a good recipe for a hamburger. And I'll be asking my robot wife to help me. And
who's this?
And then I'll have to go across the street. Try to get the secret recipe, but some neurodivergent sponge foils my plans.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay. I got it. Okay.
And I live underwater.
Do you live in a pineapple?
Fuck no.
No, I live in a bucket.
That shit, stupid shit. Twerp sponge.
I wish
does.
I was in a pineapple.
Playing clarinet.
No.
No, different character.
Making burgers.
Do they ever have actual food at Chum Bucket?
Chum. They've got chum.
Chum?
Isn't that made of the other fish?
You guys are my chums. That's all I know.
Hard to get chum now. Used to be real easy. Used to go down to my friend's house, but now can't find it anywhere.
That's the worst part about getting old. You can't find no good places to get chum. What the fuck am I supposed to get chum? And it's so expensive when you find it.
All you chum places are dying out.
Used to be able to chum at the mall.
Used to be able to chum at your own house. I could chum outside a bar. I could chum wherever the hell I wanted. Yeah. Not anymore.
Used to be chum radio was all about chum. Now it's all Katy Perry and fucking Perry Styles and Who knows?
Chum FM?
Yeah. I'll tell you what. In my mid-60s, well, my KD was getting hairy, making all this Kraft dinner while I was balding. Forget about it.
What the fuck?
What,
what in the hell was that? You fucking
my
weirdo.
KD was hairy. What are you talking about? You don't know what I'm talking about? You're making a good bit of Kraft dinner in the pot. It makes the squish squish sound. Nurse. You scratch your head and then you get some natural Parmesan and a few hairs.
Nurse, Ted Heck, the dementia is worse. He's got to be put down. I've been telling you for months. He's got to be killed.
No, I don't know where those prawns came from. No.
Take them away.
I have no idea. They're not mine. They're for a friend.
Can I say...
No.
Can I talk about humbugs?
Please don't. About what?
The candy. Oh, okay.
What it's did Christmas. You say?
You know that Blink 182 song is about me.
It's I want Christmas, to fuck a dog in the
it's
ass.
Christmas Eve and my grandpa just did 7 fucking hot dogs. Christmas Eve and my grandpa just did 7 fucking hot dogs. And he shit his pants. He's always fucking shitting his pants. That's about me. This is my proudest moment.
Is having a song about you?
A song about
or,
me?
Oh,
written,
about the, what the
written
song's
by
about.
My.
You're so cool.
What the
you
hell?
About a pee or a poo. Well, that's so smart.
Hey, like hey, Uncle show. Ebenezer. Let's get on with the hey,
hello,
Uncle Cooley.
Tom. Hello, Tom DeLong.
It's Connor. I was just coming in. Where is Grampy Ted?
Put that Scott Joplin back on. That was nice. Oh, I haven't heard that one.
That was me, actually. I did that one. Thank you.
I like just, it, Les.
Are you guys done with the...
me too.
Okay, well, are you done with the recording equipment? We need it.
Yeah, Ted got turned into horse meat.
Yeah, we got the maid to come get him, but not the cleaning maid, the medical assistance and dying maid.
Ted got liquidated.
I'll never be glue!
Connor.
Never gonna be like glue. Some sort of pop punk thing.
Pop punk.
All right, well, I'll wrap this up because I need to take this stuff back. It's time for the top 10 number ones. It's time for the top 10 number one things you need to know this week from the old folks' home. Number 10, this is podcast so important. You already got that wrong. Hosted by Shane Cooley the First, Ebenezer Piss, and Ted Heck, who is my step-grampy. Number 9. Shane Cooley the First is, if you could just while I'm doing it, because the mic can pick up everything, if you could just hold, yeah, that's
I'm
stuff.
Very sick, I'm old.
Yeah, I know, that's
sick.
Fine, you can just move it away, be sick away from it, you know what I mean? Shane Cooley the First was the world's first bisexual, congratulations, sir.
Hey, who did that?
Number 8, Ebenezer is cell sexual, and he sells to the lowest bidder. Number 7.
Munchy.
The Hindenburg wasn't just a cool trick. Number 6, Connor knew the Second World War was coming, but didn't tell anybody because he was busy. He was getting ready for it.
But Connor was?
I didn't write this.
Connor was born like 50 years after. What the hell?
Couldn't have been me. Couldn't have been me. Number 5, why do we only have one type of hard hat? Where's the feathers and the ways to accessorize? Number 4, God save Babar.
Was Babar in trouble?
Number 3, Ted Heck was infiltrating the Black Panthers for the CIA and the FBI during the Second World War, so he was busy.
Goddamn hero.
Wow.
Number 2, the worst part about growing old are chum places dying out and not being able to find new ones.
I know all this already.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for forever.
It's new to me. And the top 10 number one thing you need to know this week is...
Bum, bum.
Ted Heck is never gonna be like glue. Because he was
when
getting...
I don't remember that.
That was
one.
Yours. That was you that did
who?
That. Shane Cooley the First.
You.
If you like this podcast, Ted's back. Let me get in there.
I'll never be glue. Are you guys ready to do it? Here we go. It's time for the top 10. top 10 guys.
No, we didn't.
Welcome. Number 10, the podcast is by me and Ebenezer and Ted. Shane Cooley is the first sexual.
Ted.
The first Ebenezer is also a sex.
Nurse, we made this guy.
Number one,
Wade,
never gonna
can
be
we
like,
made him, please?
Never
please.
Gonna be like glue. If you like put this, him, you gotta leave down. This review because we're getting virus. Here we go. World.
Star.
Hip.
Hop.
Is.
That.
Damn.
Sight.
Fat.
I.
Like.
Oh, every.
Time.
Someone.
Post.
Me.
Fighting.
Oh, no. Other.
Veterans.
I.
Go.
To.
The.
Store.
And.
Steal.
Milk.
And.
More.
Hot dogs.
And.
Some.
Chips.
And.
Then.
Watch.
World stars?
Hip hop.
With?
My?
Chums, you say chums.
Chums.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. What's up? This was... hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast. We're doing
here
this
we go.
Because my grandson is looking
read
at me.
Read the review.
Okay. Yeah. World star hip hop is that damn site that I like every time someone posts me fighting other veterans. I go to the store, steal milk and more hot dogs and some chips, and then watch World Star Hip Hop with my chums.
What a nice day.
That's wholesome.
What a good day, everybody. I
World
can't wait
star!
For breakfast. Oh, come here, you son of a bitch.
Oh, the nurse killed him. Finally.
Oh my god, Grampy!
Thank
the
you, nurse
just decked him.
Yes, Father, can we go home?
This has been Podcast So Important. Funny and true.
Podcast, very important.
Sorry.
Filmed shortly after Y2K erased most child labor laws in Canada, Ding Dong High is known as the action park of kids' television shows. Infamous for accidents and deaths both on and off set, Ding Dong High left many damaged child stars in its wake, two of which are hosting a brand new podcast, Ding Dong Watch Along. Learn the true story of Ding Dong High. Subscribe to Ding Dong Watch Along now.